Program National Talk Black. Have your say, Jan Upstrong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Jan with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So, Jan Upstrong, have your say. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for the pathway, having this deadly vehicle, and having our mob have their say in Jan Upstrong. All right, we're going to catch up with Jan with Professor Yvette Rowe, CDU Professor in Indigenous Health. Talk about maternity services redesigned for First Nations women. On the line, we have Professor Yvette. Good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning, Murray. I'm here in central Arrernte country in Batwa, Alice Springs.
All right, deadly, deadly.
Out there as well.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, sister. Talking to Trevor here. And thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Professor.
Yep, I'm Yvette Rowe. I'm a Nyingana Yarra woman from West Kimberley. Currently live on the beautiful country of Larrakia people in Darwin.
Yeah, beautiful footprint. Thank you. So we're talking about maternity services redesigned for First Nations women. So more than 250 representatives from First Nation communities, health services, universities and research institutes. And they'll join in Alice Springs to explore the scope for system-wide reform to secure the best start to life for First Nation babies and their families, look, which is a very important platform when we're talking about bringing our babies into the world, yes?
Definitely, Trevor. We are really excited to have a national gathering of women and researchers and policymakers because we know that our mothers and babies need the best start to life. And to do that, they need better health services. They need a whole range of changes in maternity care and also midwifery care because, unfortunately, the system is broken for us.
Sure.
A lot of our women and babies get really sick, and some of our women die in birth, and some of our babies die in that first year to life. So, you know, there's a national swell of interest to try and work at. We need to fix this problem. And at the front of the, you know, people offering solutions is our communities and the community-controlled health sector.
Well, it's a team effort to raise a child, you know. It's just community takes to raise a child, but also to give them the first best start in life. So would you guys be working closely with CASANAM, Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Nurses and Midwives as well?
Look, the work that CASANAM do is so important because one of the key pillars to ensuring that our mothers and babies get the best start is to make sure we have a clinically and culturally safe workforce.
Yes.
So that we know when our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses are there supporting our mothers and families, we know culturally they're safe, but clinically they're just spot on for their care. So our workforce is so critical and we need women, we need workers not only catching our babies, we need workers in the community that are working with women before they have baby and when they return home. So our workforce is so important because we know that our mob know our community, and there's nothing more reassuring when a woman from our community can go into a hospital and see another Aboriginal Islander, Torres Strait nurse that says, yep, this woman gets me. So,
exactly.
And that's really not only, that's about feeling safe in often a very hostile environment. So CATSAM is doing amazing work with our, with, for our workforce.
Fantastic. So in regards to the conference, the national gathering, have you already had that conference?
No, where the team's just been briefed.
Okay.
We're really excited that we've got 250 delegates that's going to be flying in Batwa, Alice Springs, today and tomorrow. We've got a kickoff tonight at Charles Darwin University where the Vice Chancellor is going to sort of open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the showing of the Jacquemire documentary, the companion for birthing, birthing companion, which is made from ladies from Galawinku, Yungul ladies.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. International documentaries.
Good.
So one of the first things that we're doing is that we want to ground people in this sacredness and the spirituality and the uniqueness of Central Australia. So our first gathering is centering people on the importance of, you know, the sanctity of the, how important birthing is to our communities and how important it is to make sure our babies get the best start to life.
Yeah, look, and with the conference, like say, we're talking about togetherness in the physical sense, but also in the emotional and spiritual sense, and that's what you're creating there, which is fantastic. So that leads into a fantastic conference once you've got that beautiful foundation there.
You're so right, Trevor. One of the things you know is that, you know, a mum being pregnant and birthing and coming home is one thing because that's so important. But what you know, you talk about the spiritual and connectedness of family. Being a parent and strengthening the capacity of our family is so important. So we know that some of the families are doing really deadly work, but we also know that sometimes some of our families, for a whole range of reasons, you know, stress and grief and loss or trauma, they need some special help and special assistance.
Yes.
So we need to make sure that the system can wrap its arms around our families that need help to support them in those hard times.
Mm.
And, you know, being a mum is hard, being a parent is hard, so sometimes we need to make sure that our services can respond rapidly to the needs of our communities.
Exactly, and as we always say, the famous saying is nothing beats black on black, and when you're talking about black people working with black people for black solutions, that is a fantastic ingredient, is it not?
You couldn't have said it more eloquently, because when we know we've got Aboriginal health in Aboriginal hands, we know that's about Aboriginal advancement.
Yes.
So we the thing is, often we are considered to be the problem, we're considered to be the non-compliant, we're seen to be the prognosis.
Mm.
But what we know is that our communities have solutions, and so we need to make sure we hear those voices and turn those solutions into actions,
yes,
both in funding, into research, into policy. So our community, one of the things about the National Gathering is to ensure that we clearly hear the voices of women that are pushing so hard to make sure our babies get the best start to life. But we know that we need a whole range of other stakeholders. We need health service providers. We need policy people. We need other industry. We need the governments to come involved. So we can't do it by ourselves, but we need to lead this stuff, because often we're not even at the table. So the National Gathering is ensuring that we hear clearly what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women are saying, what their aspirations for their families are. But the other thing is, you know, 10 years ago, we had a Birthing on Country conference 10
yes.
years ago.
10
Little
years.
Little has changed.
Yeah.
So we're going to make sure when we leave this conference, we've got some clear actions about what does the landscape look like in 10 years. If we're still having this yarn in 10 years' time and talking about the poor outcomes of our mothers and babies, we haven't done our job.
And so the 10 years, that timeline is a bit too far, you know, for between drinks, so to speak, in regard to 10 years. It should be a yearly thing, if not, you know?
Not only are we looking at what we're going to be doing is celebrating some of the amazing work that's happening
exactly.
in the country. Now, we've got some terrific work that's coming from Perth. Some ladies are talking about, you know, their work they're doing about, baby get ready. We've got some, you talked about Katsanam. Professor Ryan West is going to be talking about, the work they're doing in midwifery.
Mm.
We've got Professor Catherine Chamberlain, who's talking about, the birthing trees research that she's doing. We've got some people from Waminda in New South Wales that's talking about their family support programs. So we're not only going to be talking about solutions, we're going to be showcasing amazing stuff that's happening in our communities every day and giving them that platform to share with other people, but also showing we can lead this forward. So we're really excited about the sharing.
Well, Professor Yvette, thank you so very much, my sister. All the best. Have a good conference. Please do keep in touch, and let's look after our babies. Thank you very much, sis.
Thanks a lot, Trevor. You have a fabulous day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Professor Yvette Rowe, CDU Professor in Indigenous Health, and talking about the up-and-coming conference happening there in Alice Springs, and the 2022 Best Start to Life Conference, and talking about maternity services redesigned for First Nation women. So fantastic, looking after our young ones coming through and having a strong foundation for that to happen. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
What get on your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life. I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better.
like I got the flu, cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do, be who you wanna be. Sure, I got to be better. I need to show what I got to be bigger, better, stronger than anyone. Doing what you did for years.
Doing what you did for
but realize
years.
If you go out of your way,
yeah.
Skip a few fears and listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears. Show what I got to be better. Oh yeah, I need to show what I got to be bigger.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
He looks asleep by Billabong, but he's aware through and through. He is the Lord, a guide for all.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
From the beginning, struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. I've been through it all, I'm coming at you all different. We're making the right decisions, and painting is all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known why the good ones go to heaven. Cause you know, got me lost. I come from where I'm fitting in me. I'm up with the gentleman, indigenous from being in the sea.
We're my fellow generation, I drink, I do it, and cherish. And I land, it's still strong. From the islands of the mainland, that culture remains sacred. The Captain James Cook didn't have it, we would have been way more dangerous. Just taking ever since the First Nation. I wanted to get the church, blow my own country before I go to other places. So one love forever, a black nation. The bullet me pulling the topic away, got no way to tame it. We can never get no justice because they're too busy throwing them up away. Taking the faded to the station, riding lies in the face. This world has got you twisted and going in a rotation. I'm just trying to embrace.
We gotta make a way back up. We started from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. I've been through it all. I'm coming at you. I'm different. We're making the right decisions. The pain is all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known. Why the good ones go to heaven? This universe got me lost. I come closer where my feeling in me. I'm up with the gentleman and indigenous from being in the scene. Dropping from my land and my people. Ripping from my blood and my clan and my people. Pressure made diamonds, got demands for my people. I can see why you mad. You don't fit the description and you made that system. What you think I did? Who you think I am? Cause you see me walking proudly, I'ma flaunt my skin like my ancestors did and my kids still do. Do I have to make the message any more clear for you? We ain't going anywhere, we ain't making a move. Vote notice all these young and youth. They be running these streets, yelling FTP, running, yelling at you, can't catch me. We gotta make a perfect club. It started from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little again. I've been through it all, I'm coming at you. I'm different, we're making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known while the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost. I come closer around my feeling in me. I'm up with the gentleman, indigenous from being in the scene.
I wanna make a change from a race. Be a voice of Malcolm X and put them in their place. These white followers are coming like I'm a blood disgrace. Truth with the hate. I know you don't like me cause I'm a black way. Cause at the end of the day, this is a place we could be mates instead of enemy of the states. Like they're trying to control, she better feel well and doing it all for the race. Just stay in your place, you wanna be rude about her culture, G. Just know that black doesn't crack, and as a matter of fact, this is the way that it's supposed to be.
We had to make a way back up. It started from the beginning. Struggling could be rough, but I'm climbing just a little bit. I've been through it all. I'm coming at you. I did it from making the right decisions and painting you all a vision. So I gotta thank the Lord for handing out my blessings. It's time to be known why the good ones go to heaven. This universe got me lost. I come close where I'm feeling in me. I'm up with the gentleman, indigenous from being in sin.
Oh no no.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Young blood, young cause, the next generation.
Everybody needs a helping hand, from a brother to a sister, from a sister to a brother, man. Let's take the stand, no time to push and shove. Let's just make it us, take it to the top. We can reach the stars. Let's see how far we can make it, my bro. No matter where you are, no matter where you go, we can make it for sure. We got love for the community, but somehow it's confusing me about who wants what and who knows who. This is troublesome. We gotta do more better. Gotta get on together to get this cheddar. If you're down for me, then I'll be down for you. That's business for all, so let's keep it real, so let's keep it true.
Young blood, young cuz, yeah, that's us, the next generation. Young blood, young cuz, yeah, that's us, the next generation.
Even though we're about to break, where there's a will, there's a way, we can make it day by day. Power to the people, we are all human beings, should be treated as equal. No one is perfect, but jealousy is the curse. This is not fiction, this is fact. But if we work together, we can hit right.
where people are battling society. We know one day we're gonna go through this misery of this life of being insanity. What do we witness? A whole lot of wrongs, a whole lot.
Yeah, strong track there. That's Next Generation, and that's ZDC, and featuring Astro Brim here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana up strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We're going to catch up with Yana now with Morris, Morris Giappinardi, artist from Sydney on the line. Morris, good morning. How are you?
Very good, Uncle Trev. Here we are in Sydney on Parramatta Road.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're an artist, and how long have you been an artist? And tell us about your shop there, please, brother.
Okay. All right. My mob is Italian. I'm a white fella, black fella.
Welcome to our country, brother. Welcome to our country.
Oh, mate, I was born here. I love this country, mate. It's the only one. I've lived overseas, and this is the best country, honestly.
Beautiful.
And I'm just so tired of all our mob going to all those galleries and getting knockbacks. And if we don't get a knockback, we get, oh, yeah, I'll give you $50 or something like that, you know. It's ridiculous. All our people... Mm. We're all painting stories, and we're trying to teach these gabbars.
Mm.
But, you know, some of them are listening. But, you know, some of these art dealers are ruthless.
Mm.
We got one lad up the road here, up in Balmain, and cheapest painting would be about $6,000, only a little one. But the artist gets all the money, yeah, sure.
Oh, so you feel there's a rapage and pillage of artists?
There, Bob?
Yep. Can you hear me there, Morris?
Uncle.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? No, we'll try and get him back. That's Morris Giappinardi, artist there in Sydney, and just talking about what I'm picking up, the rapage and pillage of art. He did state he's non-Indigenous man, Italian man, born here in Australia. But just talking about that space and the work that he's working in regard to artwork. So we'll try and get him back, continue our conversation, but this daily program is open for you mob to have your saying, yarn up strong, get it off your chest. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We'll try again with Morris there. Morris, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, last year I could hear what you were saying, but you couldn't hear me. But continue, yes. I was picking up that you're sick of the rapage and pillage of art being tossed around in a non-respectful way. Disrespectful way.
Very disrespectful. I was in Marrickville one day a couple of years ago, and I had this Lebanese guy pull me over because he saw I was carrying a painting. Anyway, I find out this lad has got a factory in Marrickville.
Mm.
He's no Indigenous people working there. He's got art rooms, hundreds of didgeridoos, all stuff from Indonesia, all saying it's Indigenous Australia.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
And he's ripping off Australia. This guy just, you know, pumps it out to all the little shops around Australia.
Well, there should be an investigation into that.
I told Stan Grant about him, but anyway.
How long have you been an artist, Morris?
You still there?
Yeah, Morris, can you hear me?
We're
I'm losing you.
Yeah, Trev.
Yeah, lost you. That's Morris. We're trying to get Morris, we've got a bad line, my brother. Call back, see if you can try on another phone or a different number, 1-800-422-416. And I'm picking up what you're putting down, but we just keep missing each other. This is your daily program, your National Talk Black. Like I said, one-hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. And that's Yidingi country and the radio station here, Bumbadripper, First Nation Radio Station, BBM 98.7 FM. And a big shout-out to our First Nation radio station across the Deadly Country of ours, Deadly Black Network, and Yarding Up Strong, telling all our stories. We'll try again with Brother Morris. Morris, you there?
Yeah,
you keep dropping out. They must be listening to us, brother. They keep cutting us out.
They must be, mate. Huh?
Exactly. And so what you're saying is they're disrespecting the artwork.
That's exactly right. So I'm here for all One Nation people in Sydney and across Australia to bring your art in. There'll be no. There'll be the only thing is, where can we put it hanging up?
Yeah, beautiful. Looking for space. That's what you'd be looking for. Well, inundated.
That's exactly right. I'd love to be inundated. I've got my own art here.
Yes.
And answering your question, I was taught by... I did two paintings with Clifford Possum, Eunice Nupaljari, old man Rex Granite, Billy Stockman, and my mentor was Malcolm Jagamara.
So do you do indigenous art, do you?
I paint only what I've been taught to paint and get permission to.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic.
I don't extend those boundaries.
Lovely.
Because...
there's respect right there.
That's right.
Beautiful.
It's very, very respectful. A lot of my friends say, why don't you paint something different? Look, they're the 30 stories I've got, and I've got to stick to those stories. That's it. You know, that's what I was taught.
Good.
And we've got to give the right, you know, the right story out.
Exactly. Yeah. So very true.
We're not artists. We're storytellers.
Yep. Exactly. And good on you. You went through the right process, checking with elders, checking with First Nation artists, getting permission, and going ahead and staying within the guidelines. You've done well. Congratulations.
Mate, look, I'd love to make spears, but I haven't got permission.
There you go. Beautiful. There you go. We've talked to the right traditional owners, right elders, and getting the permission to do so. I'm sure they would allow you to do that.
Well, if I can get it, I'll be making some.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you for the yarn. Please do keep in touch. And do you listen to the program much?
We blare it out here on Parramatta Road with a 51 amp.
All right, beautiful. Big shout out to Lucuri Mob, and thank you for the yarn. Thank you, Morris. You take care.
Okay, remember, folks, Parramatta Road, Leichhardt, 454.
454. Bring your art in.
One Nation people only. Gubbards, sorry, go somewhere else.
Too deadly. Thank you, brother. That's Morris Giappinardi, his name is. Italian artist there in Sydney on Parramatta Road, he said. And he's offering for First Nation people to take the art there, if you haven't got a space, to have your art been promoted. Or sold, there, go to that place right there. Fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong out of the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Now, there's been a lot of calls, a lot of talks around racism with the Queensland Police, and even Annie Drayson Smallwood, Professor Drayson Smallwood, jumped in the conversation as well. Here on ABC News, calls for broader investigation of Queensland Police Service after inquiry hears evidence of sexism and racism. And a human rights activist has called for further probes for Queensland of Queensland police culture and a huge vacuum clean out of the service. Key points here, a human rights activist, Professor Drayson Smallwood, says now is the time for major cultural change within Queensland Police. Institute of Collaborative Race Research Director Chelsea Watigo says police funding would be better directed towards community organisation. She says inquiries without accountability are all but useless. The Independent Commission of Inquiry into Queensland Police Services, QPS, Culture and Responses to Domestic Family Violence has this week heard several incidents of bullying, sexism, homophobia and racism. After more than 50 years of activism, Professor Drayson Smallwood said the extent of misconduct came as no surprise to her. None of that's new to me, she said. And Professor Smallwood said there now needs to be broader inquiries into racism and sexual misconduct in the QPS to ensure inappropriate behaviour is stopped. Now is the time, not just to deal with mildly, she said. There has to be massive inquiry and massive changes, not from from top-down approach, but from a bottom-up approach. I believe that we'll have a better future for all Australians once all this inappropriate behaviour is cleaned out. There's got to be a big vacuum clean out of the entire department. I believe Commissioner Katerina Carroll is the person who can do it with a lot of support from politicians who don't believe in this inappropriate antisocial behaviour. Professor Smallwood said she was happy to the issues has been raised in the inquiry. I'm really, really pleased because I never thought it would happen in my time. In 50 years of advocating that this would come out, all she said. We've got to turn the triangle upside down in Australia because people have got their heads in the sand. And on Thursday, Commissioner Carroll became emotional as she gave evidence about the multiple complaints of sexual harassment she made in the police service in the 1980s and 1990s. The inquiry heard she was pinched on the ass by a senior officer at a watch house early in her career and was attacked by a sexual predator colleague. I was shocked to see her in the inquiry and talking about her own sexual abuse, Professor Smallwood said. The support comes after the government also expressed their backing of the commission. The inquiry also heard several instances of racism within the QPS, including a sergeant who said, "You can smell them before you see them," in reference to First Nation people. Commissioner Carroll said she was disturbed by the absolute horrific evidence of racism. Queensland University of Technology, Indigenous Health Professor and Director of Institute Collaborative Race Research, Chelsea Wattiger, said she was not surprised by revelations of racism. I was surprised at the surprise surrounding, and given there has been so much evidence put forth, particularly Indigenous people, she says, I was a bit kind of annoyed that people were shocked at these findings. Why haven't they been paying attention to the testimonies of Aboriginal and Torres Strait people all this time? A key question that we need to ask ourselves once we move past the state of shock about these findings is what we do about it. Inquiries about accountability are all but useless. Rather than a separate inquiry into racism, Professor Wattiko said she would like to see a scaling back of police budgets and redirecting the funds to the community control sector to better respond to these issues. Over the last 20 years, we've seen the funding of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community Control Centre, where we have a small number of organisations that carry the burden, she says. She said communities or families were having to develop their own solutions that have not been resourced. We've also called for a view of laws like public nuisance. They are seeing Indigenous women incarcerated, Professor Wattiko said. It was part of the submission jointly made by the Institute of Collaborative Race Research and the advocacy group Sisters Inside. That same group also provided an expert report to the Commission explaining systemic racism, particularly in the relation to Queensland policing. She said she was frustrated that it took so long for the issue to be recognised. That happened some months ago now, and where was the coverage? It's not until a white person in this case, Commissioner Carroll, acknowledges the existence that suddenly people see it as realness. So there it is in regard to the situation of racism within the Queensland Police Services. And you think that there'd be a change because you talk about the amount of black police officers who are now with the force, but also with the police liaison officers across this country, if not across Queensland state. That in itself is a bridge builder. But is there racism going towards these black workers? You know, are they on the outer? Do they say that about black police liaison officers? Do they get in the car? Here they come, you can smell them before you see them and all this sort of stuff, you know? And that we're talking about racism in the sports, racism at school. Well, racism in Queensland Police Service has got to be stamped out. So, look, have your say, add to the conversation, tell us your thoughts. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
We'll get on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Above the clouds, breathing in serenity. I watch the eagle fly in blissful synchronicity. I feel the wind, the sun, the water, vapor remedy. And I am so high, spreading my love across. across the sky. I walk the mountain facing broad upon my memories. I am the stillness of the valley if I let it be. I see the wonder of this life and feel the purity. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I give my soul sweet devotion, and I release my mind, and my heart is always open. And I left the time just to wave inside the ocean, 'cause I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions running wild. I listen closely to the sounds that make this frequency. I focus in on what is happening inside of me. I search for answers and the questions that speak truthfully. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I amplify the kindness in my heart for all to see. I bring compassion to the center of my energy. I found myself in nature, find that I can feel so free. And I am so high, spread my love across the sky. I give my soul sweet devotion, release my mind, my heart is always open. And I left the time just to wave inside the ocean. I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions. This love and frequency. I never felt so free to let it be. I found where I belong, where I can be running wild. I give my soul sweet devotion, and I release my mind, and my heart is always open. I left the time just to wave inside the ocean. I'm alright with motion, noticing emotions running wild. Noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild. Just noticing emotions running wild.
Deadly track there. Got to go fishing with Barry Civic, BC. Hope you're well, my brother. We're going to catch up with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, yeah, brother. Yeah, brother, I want to talk a little bit about Fishy Christy, brother. You know Fishy Christy?
Yeah, who's that?
Fishy Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Early, brother.
Okay, got you, yes.
Yeah. Before I do that, you know, this whistle blowing, I like to take back to that book, Code of Silence, Cole Dillon, brother. The whistleblower, June de Fitzgerald and Corey Blackwell.
Yes.
Yeah, and, well, when he spoke out, it was June de Fitzgerald and Corey, and at the same time, Kelvin Condren, he was verbal, and they had a man in Darwin, a white fella, that said that he killed his partner. And that fella, when he left from that killing in Mount Arbor, he went up to Darwin and he killed somebody up there. And in the territory, he's called Annabel Lecter of the territory.
Mm.
But the police could go back on their word that they verbal Kelvin, because then it'll prove true what the Fitzgerald inquiry was on, that the coppers are corrupt. so they could, you know, they could go back on their way. And brother, when Chrissy went down to Gold Coast, there was another bullyman down there, a whistleblower. His name was Rick Flory, brother, and he released a video with the other bullyman was. They gave a bashing to this other fellow in the back of the paddy wagon. I think he was a middle fellow, brother, white fellow, and they gave him the work culture there was toxic towards Rick Flory. And by the same token, brother, the work culture of the Gold Coast bullyman was toxic towards Chris Haley, because just Chris Haley, that they Ian Lee, they all went on strike, and I think they held to ransom the Queensland government. If they didn't, I think you remember that time that those Chris bands in support of Chris Haley, the union, and I think there was a few other fellows there too in amongst that protest, and they were said they were going to go make the strike nationally, and the strike was going to involve being slow or not charging like a minor offence, you know, people that committed a crime like speeding and all that. They wasn't gonna charge them for that, but they held the government to ransom, and of course they got their way. And even though they held them to ransom, that I feel like calling him a sea brother, fair dinkum. That Chris Haley brother, he done three other things too. White fellas down there, brother.
Yeah.
That was pissing me off, and the union wanted to go, and he did create that. He got it to another policewoman, his colleague, Chris Haley.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they knew he was no good, but I think he had to, because mentally, he said his mental thing, he had to think of being a copper down there. And F, brother, to F me dead, brother, did we do? This stuff now with Katrina Carroll, deadly, I think she's from up in Mareeba, I think up in Mareeba too. I think Gladys O'Shane, I think Tara Shane, and I think their mum and also John McGinnis, they actually got a bullyman charged up in Mareeba. Well, assaulting a 16-year-old Murray one day, a long time ago.
Yep, but it's still happening today.
Miss Carol, Katrina Carroll, and all the stuff that's coming out now, and bugger me dead, it's the same thing with Ian Leavis, and he's quoting that Zachary, what did his name up there up in the territory, same with the text that they found, that this race, the racism that went on, you know, with that territory bullying, and his racism before he went to Yudumu from Alice.
Yep.
And it's all coming out now, brother.
It's all coming out. All always rises to the top, brother.
Was that Ian Lee, the union fella, he was calling for a natural strike if they didn't get their way down here. It might be Peter Beattie or that other Sheila, that were premier then. And they got their way. One, them two, what do you call them, prosecutor, or one of them, they actually charged Chris Haley with it. But the hypocrisy, brother, that's the, oh, I feel like saying the F word, Chris Haley went down there and he gunned it to three other white people down there.
Exactly.
And then the union, and this same fellow, Ian Leveson, lives in, he went up there, and you see his arm around what the up in the territory, like, you're the killer, brother. He's a killer, brother. He knew what he was. He had that racism before he went up there, brother. Brother, take your phone. Thank you, brother, for letting me have a voice, brother.
Thank you, my brother. That's someone having his say, and just adding to the conversation regarding racism within the Queensland Police Services need to be tackled big time. It's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program. I thank you very much for your company, Mob. But we can yarn tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is your program, one-hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. But always good yarning with your Mob. It is a tool, a vehicle. And a lot of our yarns are not happening on First Nation Radio Station, so it's good to see it happening here on this daily program, National Talk Black. And I think we just got a last caller. We got Tony Gibbs. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Just called me, brother. Yes, how are you?
Yeah, well, sometimes like a bull ride, you've got to get on and you don't get jacked up. And
sorry, brother, sorry. Yeah.
That's all right. It's my little wedding anniversary day today, 10 a.m. on the 10th of the 10th up in Atherton.
Your anniversary today?
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, yeah. My Noel and my wife there. I've got an interesting story connecting with art. I'm trying to keep it different. There was a TV show on with Albert Namajira, his art, famous for watercolours, which they call in the Western style. And I'm in a position, I come on and I say, I'm going to sell art and do this and that. I'm just preparing it for a show that I want, and people can come and make offers with no prizes. I'm just preparing it so it looks good. And there's a big collection here. And I have a will sitting in front of me that I haven't been able to successfully do. And so I want to know the future of this collection. It's not really about money. It's about it recognised. And I heard a story about Albert Namajira, and his art was left to the public trustee. Have you heard of the public trustee?
Yeah. Continue.
And you can leave your will to, and then whoever it is does it. But what the public trustee got hold of the Namajira art collection, it was a TV show, and the public trustee sold the copyright.
Is that right?
God, man, what a pack of vultures out there. And I feel like that's the position I'm in. I'm sitting here with all this stuff, and it's a really burden to... Our mob's like an hand grenade gone off, bits and pieces, and I'm a bigaloo, and it's different, and they still feel it's family, but they leave me in isolation. But I find that a really interesting story. And the guy on Parramatta Road, well, I don't know, you know, I've got a legitimate connection, and there's one or two little paintings, and we both put our name on it as a reconciliation thing, and it was just done. But she said, oh, that's your sketch, I painted it. You sign it too, so we did. But it's all her art, you know.
Sure.
And but I'm worried about the future of this. There's a Gordonvale, there's a new labour exchange here, what they call it, employment place. I'd like to go in there and say, do you want a job? Look at all the empty houses here. Look at all this art here. All the people, we got nothing. We need a bigger boat. Be nice to have a bigger show too. It's really difficult sometimes. There's a lot to say and a lot going on.
Of course there is. But thank you for your input, my brother. Thank you very much. You take care, Tony.
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
Happy anniversary, brother. There is, that's Tony Gibbs having his say, and it's coming to time with Trinity Trev signs off your mob. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up very soon. NIRS, National News Radio Service.